resource to help. The other side of the conversation is a video Bible study that equips you to recognize and respond to the Spirit. Biblical foundations and pastoral wisdom come together in this six-week series that includes DVD and guidebook. As Jesus said, we can all recognize his voice and follow. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. How sad it is to hear sometimes of elderly people living alone and then dying alone. The newspaper report in the Sydney Morning Herald gave the, and you might remember this, the graphic details of 87-year-old Natalie Wood, who died alone in Surry Hills, and her remains had not been found for 8 years. She'd laid dead and forgotten all those years. Now, what a tragedy. No one had noticed her missing. And as I read the report, it said she'd kept to herself, but she was a nice person. And people left flowers now on the front steps, and the neighbour was reported to have said, "These days, nobody knows anyone. We live in a throwaway society. Everything's recyclable, even people." Now, I realise that some people choose to live alone and avoid contact with others. Maybe Natalie Wood was one of those, but we could call them a recluse. But why is it? It must be a very complex issue, this one. And I looked at a web page with a question: can you go through life entirely all by yourself? That's an intriguing question. And there are a couple of answers. A lot of times it said, "I think how great it would be not to have other people around. I've developed such a total lack of trust for people as I've got older," this says, "and I've been a loner pretty much all my life. I'm used to it. I absolutely refuse to get stabbed in the back by anybody again." So there you have one person who just kept to themselves because obviously of something bad that had happened in the past. And then I read this: pretty much most of my life, I've been alone with no friends. Most of the people that I thought were my friends were just using me and dropped me once they got what they wanted out of me. It's getting worse as I get older. A lot of people my age are married with 2.5 kids. They don't have much time due to being busy with their families. I'm almost 40. This person says, so the chance of me ever meeting anyone's pretty slim, and it doesn't help that I can't stand being in crowded places. I can't meet anyone, and you can't meet anyone if you just go to work and come home. So they're the kind of reactions that you can read about from people who live alone and want to stay alone. But I want to say, and I'll talk about this again tomorrow, loneliness is this feeling, a depression, sometimes a pain. It's an everyday, surely a normal human experience that sometime in our life we will feel lonely. It's run-of-the-mill. It could come and go and occurs when we feel that there's no significant person around us and we can't share our deep feelings with somebody else that we might feel is significant. So it's not a unique experience. It's a human experience. And when you connect with others, whether that be with one person or many, you can have that sense of connection. In fact, you might be lonely yourself. And many of us don't deal with this loneliness very well. It becomes destructive as we turn it inwards and, as I just said, leads to depression or even despair. So if you want to define it, loneliness is this sense of being unwanted or unneeded. Nobody cares for you. Maybe you feel that you're not necessary. And so this loneliness can creep up on you. It might be a familiar feeling that might have hung around you for most of your life. Someone who says the deepest need of man is the need to overcome his separateness, to leave the prison of his aloneness. And so I think that there is a sense in which loneliness is a prison. But also, God never intended for us to walk through life alone. He made us to need other people around us, even if they drive us mad sometimes. So people help to make life bearable, and we can even celebrate with people. We can listen and hope and share and encourage, support others, and allow them to support us in our need. And I think deep down there's that sense, yes, I agree with that. But why do we still try to walk through life alone? God created you in such a way that he wants to have friendship with you. Now, we may not think about that, but again, tomorrow I want to take this just a step further. Lord, we know deep down that relationships can be either a building block, they can be a demolition tool, or they can be something that can bring healing and wholeness to us. So, Lord, help us to reach out and connect with others. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, a bit too broken, unseen, unknown. Sometimes the doubt starts creeping in. So come remind me once again.
Refreshing, fun, and life-giving.
You can lay your arm around me. serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D. Savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
I'm Dave from Living Hope Funerals. We're a Christian funeral service with a difference. Our desire is to honour God and celebrate life. As a profit-for-purpose business, we exist to serve people, support churches and fund ministry. Our caring team are here to support the bereaved and bring hope to the living through Jesus, our living hope.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor, Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Hope
1032.
I take a thousand memories on the road with me, so we never forget. It's been a good year, it'll be a long day before we lay our heads down to rest. And if those tears come rolling down, I'll pull you close to me, tell you we'll be back there again. Won't be together we're home.
Three, two. 3-2.
Many things we didn't know.
lighthouses, blowholes, and hope. 103.2.
Distracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love. Whether you're newly engaged or married for years, Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Check one, two.
For custom audio visual solutions of the highest quality, talk to CVAV. Sydney-based station sponsor CVAV has been delivering industry-leading audio, video and lighting solutions both domestically and internationally for over 30 years. CVAV is trusted by corporate, church, education and government sectors, so you can trust them too. For the best in audio, video and lighting solutions, visit cvav.com.au.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
Around the world, in every football code, we continue to see alcohol-fueled dramas being played out in the press. Yet these young sports stars are only reflecting what is occurring on the streets and in the clubs of every major city every week. The vast majority of violence on the streets of large Western cities is alcohol-related. Statistics in Australia show that in the past few years there's been a 59% increase in alcohol-related emergency department cases. In 1 year, 40,000 drinkers were admitted to hospital. This trend will continue while an emerging generation celebrates through binge drinking. It's only as we grasp the truth of Jesus that we can find deep peace and can move away from binge drinking and change this tide of behaviour. A life of faith does not require alcohol in excess to make it worthwhile.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
When my hope and strength is gone, you're the one who calls me on. You are the life, you are the fight that's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. Up to your throne. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are victorious in your name, our Lord. How could I conquer? Christ is risen and on high. Greater is He living in me than in the world. No surrender, no retreat. We are free and we're redeemed. We will declare over despair. You are the hope. We are more than conquerors through Christ.
Games, changes and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe. But we're not.
I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye.
songs that encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Heartbreaks and promises, I've had more than my share.
This message makes
Hope 103.2.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's a politician's. This a political. They don't wear miracles, but he does. He does. He does. He does. Oh, by the way, he does. He is. He was. What if it was true? Knows you more than you. He does. He does. He does. Oh, by the way, he does. He lives. He loves. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does.
He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he is, he was. What if it was true? Knows you more than you. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he does. He lives, he loves. What if Jesus saves? Oh, by the way, he does.
Hope 103.2.
Out and about with you, wherever you are.
Divorce is never easy. It can be emotional and messy, which is why Unified Lawyers is here for you. Station sponsor Unified Lawyers is rated one of the best family lawyers in Sydney, with over 450 five-star reviews from happy clients all over Australia. They'll really listen to understand your situation and get the results that will help you move on with your life. Unified Lawyers. Here for you. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor, Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
So, how's your quote going for your frames and trusses?
Still waiting.
Try MCM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite-treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me and I am not alone. This mountain rises higher, the way seems so unclear. But I know that you go with me, so I will never fear. I will trust in you.
With Hope 103.2.
time wasn't nice to me. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Head starts spinning, write it down, and the pain starts healing. Don't let the days go by. I'll miss you. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful. Try to react, don't think, just do it. Don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah.
Hope 103.2.
From Bondi to Carrajong, we're right here with you.
Hope
thrown in stone, just to be free. Now I think it just might be a little more than slightly changing my views. This is a far cry from what I've known, 'cause all I know,
Everybody knows that the struggle is real, but they don't know the pain you feel.
The pain you feel, yeah.
And everybody say that you make it look easy, but when the road gets rough, let me take the wheel.
Keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on.
So we keep